بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of Jannah, that they will get a large variety of fruits, an uncountable amount of fruits that they will have. لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. There will be no season. In the dunya, we get seasonal. We get seasonal fruits. In summer, we have different fruits. In winter, is different fruits. And these fruits have season. In Jannah, there will be no season. وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. That there will be no one there to stop us. Over here, you go to the garden, you go somewhere, you see a fruit, you want to pick it. No, you can't. The gardener will come, he will stop you. In Jannah, there is no gardener. There is no one to say, this is restricted for you. There is no restrictions, my dear respected brothers and elders. We will be able to take the fruit and eat from it. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً, that the branches will be low hanging. Nowadays, sometimes when we go to pick fruit, we see all the ripe fruits, they're right at the top. But in Jannah, no, they will be hanging at our service. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً, that they will be close, they will be hanging. We just have to pull our hand up and we have to pluck the fruit so we can eat it. SubhanAllah. This is just the fruit of Jannah, my dear respected brothers and elders. And if we notice, if we read the Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about the food of Jannah, He is mentioning those dishes that we take as a delicacy. And so many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning fruit. We don't eat fruit to fill our stomachs. We eat fruit for the enjoyment. Similarly, in Jannah, we will not be eating food or fruit to fill our stomachs, but we will be eating fruit for the taste, for the pleasure that we get from the taste of the fruit. SubhanAllah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining in the Quran in so many different places about Jannah to motivate us. And this is just the explanation of fruit. When we go and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about the different drinks, about the different things that are available in Jannah. When we read the hadith and we read about the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us, this is all a motivation that we obey Him. And even this obedience will not get us into paradise, because this obedience is in a way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the gifts that He has given us. And no matter how much we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how grateful we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be able to fulfill that favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the favor that of making us insan, the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to breathe every day, the power and strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be Muslim, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to worship Him, to turn to Him, to remember Him, to do His ibadah. This is all a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor, we'll be entering into paradise. SubhanAllah. Imagine if someone did so much for us, and we would be thankful to him. And when we are thankful to him, he says, if you are thankful to me, I will give you even more. Here, I will give you more, and I will give you more. You are thankful to me, I will give you more. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even after doing everything for us, when we are thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is motivating us to be grateful to Him so He can give us Jannah. SubhanAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who enter paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who receive our book of deeds in our right hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that whose grave becomes a garden of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torments of death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torments of the qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torments of the day of judgment. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.